The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Dee Reddy and John Cadell with us for our weekly music spot. We're going to be talking about Ian Brown, Justin Bieber, Sam Smith and others. But I want to start with a bit of music from Miley Cyrus. Particularly, I really want to hear her cover of Blondie's Heart of Glass. Okay, I'm familiar with the studio version, Dee Reddy, from Debbie Harry from Oh So Far Back. I don't know what she would have been like singing it live. What do you make of Miley Cyrus doing that?
I think she probably sounds a bit more like Debbie Harry would sound now singing it. Obviously, she doesn't have the same sweetness to her voice that Debbie Harry does. And I mean, that's apparent, you know, straight away. And that is it's a much rockier version of it as opposed to a disco version. But I just feel that it's not the best song for her voice. I love Miley, and I particularly love this kind of aesthetic and vibe that she's got going on at the moment of celebrating 80s rock chicks, both in her interviews and also in her music. But for me, actually, this just wasn't the best song for her to perform.
Okay, that was done at the iHeart Radio Festival at the weekend. Earlier this month, she tried the Hall & Oates classic Man Eater on the Jimmy Fallon show, so let's hear that.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Man eater.
So, John Cadell, what do you make of that?
Well, before we talk about Man Eater, I want to take issue with what Dee said about Miley covering Heart of Glass. Now, the thing about a cover is you should make it sound as though you wrote it, or at least that you believe the lyrics. Miley Cyrus is different to Debbie Harry in that when Debbie sings that, she's sort of singing it with a sort of a, oh, well, resigned...
A detachment, an air of detachment.
A resigned tone, as this is the way it is. Whereas Miley Cyrus is singing it and she is fiery. She is like, she's not taking this lying down. She is pissed off. And I think her vocal on it, of course, it shouldn't try to emulate Debbie Harry. And she doesn't. She makes it sound like Miley Cyrus. It's a more rocky version only because I think the studio version was very highly produced. But I tell you this much, the drummer has got all of Clem Burke's fills. The bass player has done an absolute stunning job on repeating the bass lines, and it only sounds rockier because it's in a live arena. But I think it is a fantastic cover, and that girl
can
sing
anything.
What about
the Hall of Oates Man Eater?
Well, again,
she certainly has made that her own, hasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, it's more jagged than the original. The original was sort of like soft pop, soft rock pop. She's got the jagged guitars, and again, she has the angry voice. Miley Cyrus is not very happy at the moment.
Well, I
don't think so.
Like the The Maneater song, there's actually the arrangement of it anyway. There is room for her voice in that. And to me, she just sounded a little bit constrained Heart of Glass one. And it's probably because she sings from her chest, whereas Debbie Harry kind of sings from her throat a bit more. So I just feel like the arrangement on the Hall & Oates cover, there's a lot more room for her voice. And it actually makes more of her voice than the original song does of the vocal.
Okay. Let's have a bit of Sam Smith. He's announced a new album, Love Goes. This is the single, Diamonds. Shake it off, shake the fear of feeling lost. Always me that pays the cost. I should never trust so easily.
Diamonds leave with you. You're never gonna hear my heartbreak. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds leave with you. Material love won't fool me. When you're not here, I can't breathe. Think I always knew. My diamonds leave with you.
So that's Sam Smith's new album. They have produced Love Goes. That's the single Diamonds. It strikes me, John Cadell, is that not just typical of Sam Smith, but typical of so much music that you hear at the moment, almost indistinguishable from others?
I don't agree, Matt. The thing about Sam Smith is they always seem to sing sort of sad sack songs, sort of like really, you know, sort of mournful ballads, and I'm glad to see something a bit more sort of with bite in it. I think it's a really, really good melody on this song. I agree with you in that a lot of modern music of the last couple of years has sounded quite similar, but with a voice like Sam Smith's and a half decent melody, I really, really like that.
Okay, what do you think of what they've done to this one, Dee?
I have to say I agree with John. It's quite a different direction in terms of it being dancier. This album, it seems like it's been tinkered with a bit since it was originally announced earlier this year. It was originally going to be called To Die For, and when they announced earlier this week that it was going to be called Love Goes and pushed back until October 30th. So it's interesting to see what will have happened in that interim period and how maybe lockdown will have affected the take on music.
Do you think do you like their voice, Matt?
Yeah.
Because it's a fabulous voice.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to talk about Ian Brown. I mean, we've had Van Morrison, Noel Gallagher, we've all these
irrelevant old farts in irrelevant old fart, shocker.
Yes.
Nobody cares what these idiots have to say. Noel Gallagher has really disappointed me. I mean, Ian Brown, okay, the last time he was relevant was 1994 at a push. The last time Noel did anything that wasn't bloated dad rock, I think, was 1995. And the last decent thing Van Morrison did was Poetic Champions Compose in 1986. So do we care what these old farts think about the fact that they think that they're being watched? I mean, if the New World Order is watching these three dolts, well, then they don't have much else to do because they're doing nothing. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Let's hear a little bit of Little Seed, Big Tree.
Just a little seed makes a big tree, standing on its own, thriving all alone. Just a little seed makes a big tree, grow so high, gonna touch the sky. Just a little seed makes a big tree, spreads roots deep, branches far and wide. Masonic lockdown in your hometown. Masonic lockdown. Can you hear me now? From the top down, soul shock down, state shakedown, mass breakdown. Global orders riding over borders. Get behind your doors for the new world order. Dr.
Global orders, forced vaccines, oh, Masonic lockdown.
Two chords.
All sounded like a poor Black Sabbath track. Sorry.
Possibly the only thing more boring than the sentiment that he's expressing is the actual song itself. It's pants.
Rubbish. And, you know, we're not being woke by saying this, but it's science, for God's sake. I mean, and these three, I mean, they're pretty well off, these guys. And it's like Noel Gallagher said, well, you know, if I'm not wearing a mask and everyone else is, well, I'm not going to get it from them, am I? It's just completely
selfish.
Missing the point. Absolutely. And the brother.
It's the ultimate selfish take.
But the brother, who's always came across as the sounder of the two, went on Twitter the next day and said, yeah, wear a mask, for God's sake. It makes sense. Like, he has really disappointed me. But the other two, no. I mean, everybody knows Van Morrison is unbearable. And Ian Brown, like 1994, as I said, last time anybody ever wanted to listen to what he used to say. it really annoys me. Like, this privileged sort of like rich rock stars, you know, with their misplaced protest songs. Like, give up. Just stop. All of you making music. Just stop.
Well, let's hear a bit of Justin Bieber instead. So featuring Chance the Rapper.
About sinners, don't think that I'll be a saint, but I might go down to the river, 'cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch it, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy, 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 holy. Track star, can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama, and no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in nirvana, but the way that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain.
Dee, has X Factor music not gone out of fashion yet?
One would think, but there may be more to this than just X Factor math. There's a lot of people wondering. So basically, Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, said recently that he was poised to move into a new era. And it's been known that in his personal life, he's been embracing Christianity a lot more than he might have earlier in his life. So people are kind of wondering, with the release of this, is this the beginning of him going kind of full Kanye West by thematically embracing religion in his work? He did get married in 2018, he got married to his wife, having been together only for a matter of months, because he said he wanted to wait until he was married to have sex again. So a lot of people online have wondered whether this song is actually about that. But it's not particularly a great song, and I don't know if you had time to catch the video to it. It actually kind of annoyed me a bit, because it kind of portrays Bieber as this blue collar worker in a small town where it's been just kind of very obviously derivative of kind of Bruce Springsteen or even Jon Bon Jovi. Like that kind of, you know, Americana of that era. Whereas like Bieber's been famous since he was in his early teens. Like, he's never known that life in, you know, ever.
You don't have to go right.
We have to go to our picks of the week, or we'll run out of time. So, John, what's yours, please?
Well, it's a bit of a no-brainer this week for me, Matt. The Sign of the Times box set is out on Friday. Three discs full of stuff from Prince's vault, live stuff, single mixes, and the album remaster. You cannot go wrong. This is one of the defining albums of a generation, and I cannot wait.
I could never take the place of your man.
It was only last June when her old man ran away. She couldn't stop crying, 'cause she knew he was gonna stay. It was 10:35 on a lonely Friday night. That's when I first saw her. Oh, she was looking alright. I asked her if she wanted to dance, and she said,
brilliant. Prince, now D Ready, he's put it up to you this week. Beat that.
He sure has. I'm going to go with some actual protest music now, Matt. This is So Untitled, right? It's their second album since June, actually. They released another surprise one then. They're kind of a mystery band. Nobody knows who's in them. And this is Untitled Rise. And the song is I Just Want to Dance, and it's fantastic.
Okay, I'm told that's all I have time for. That is I Just Want to Dance from Salt. That's excellent as well. D Ready, John Cadell, thank you both for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.